cleaning up after Enron's spectacular bankruptcy, used to be a top job here in Washington. 6 months ago, lawmakers launched all kinds of efforts to prevent another such collapse, but most of those have fizzled. Jeffrey Birnbaum is Washington Bureau Chief for Fortune magazine. He says at first it seemed the country's accounting laws were destined to be changed.
There were about a half a dozen committees in Congress that scheduled or actually held hearings. There were 24 bills that were introduced on everything from accounting standards to pension reform. It seemed like almost anything that the Congress was going to do other than the routine and things having to do with the war on terror would have entirely to do with Enron.
Mm-hmm. And the key word really was reform.
That's right.
So what happened?
Well, what was needed was a political safety valve to vent voter anger against Washington. Don't forget, early this year, around February, when the White House disclosed that Ken Lay, the former CEO of Enron, telephoned the Treasury and Commerce secretaries, all elected officials were tainted with the charge, at least, of insider dealing. And so some kind of legislative response was required. They didn't know exactly what. And what it turned out to be was something not at all directly related to Enron or corporations for that matter, but campaign finance reform. You might remember that that had been kicking around for about 7 years, and that was the first piece of legislation to get caught up in the Enron storm, and it was signed into law in March, and that seemed to be enough to let off the Enron steam.
Mm-hmm. But what about those of us who thought about saving 401ks, poor people who were really dependent on this, who seemed to have gotten rolled over by it?
Yeah, that was an important reason why Enron caught fire as a populist issue, if you will. But what to do with the law to make sure that no Enrons happened again, that's a more difficult question. Now, the House of Representatives did pass some minor tweaking of pension law, but that also is a cumbersome, complicated issue. And then I think a lot of lawmakers, given enough time, wondered, well, what can we really do that could prevent a mm-hmm. future Enron in pension fund cases? And the answer is not very much. And the result is not very much has been or likely will be done.
Well, the public can do something. They can vote. Is this likely to be at all a part of the November elections?
Well, not on the face of it. At the moment, if you ask the public if they think Enron is one of the most important issues facing the government, only 1% say yes.
How do you explain that 1% of the public saying that it considers this a big issue? Is it just there's so much going on? There's all this terrorism to worry about?
Right. There are so many things that affect voters more personally than some problems with the balance sheet of one company down in Houston. When this became a big issue, Enron was all that was happening. Mm-hmm. Since then, we've had the Middle East explode, India and Pakistan, resurgence in worries about terrorism in this country, a lot of things that affect voters very personally and directly, and Enron has all but been forgotten.
Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, you, Jeffrey Birnbaum, wrote, Enron didn't devour Washington, it barely nibbled.
That's right. I'm afraid that if anything is going to be eaten, it is the lunch of reformist lawmakers. And that so often is the case when it comes to these complicated and, we now know, very difficult to pass corporate reforms.
Thank you very much. Jeffrey Birnbaum is Washington Bureau Chief for Fortune magazine.